It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, folks, it's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump. It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020. Sorry if it's a little later in the day, but again, kid sick from school. Although nothing gives a kid energy like being home sick from school. So if in the background you hear her saying things like, "Family, I'm home with fresh fish," that's what she says when she's playing by herself. I don't know if she's heard that at home or not, but ignore it nonetheless. All right, this is the sports dump, not the parent complaint corner. So let's get to, do we have any jokes? Well, we have some news. I mean, the Lakers are reportedly working out J.R. Smith today, a day after working out Dion Waiters. So the combination of these two workouts shows that the season isn't working out quite the way the Lakers thought it would, because I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have thought they'd be bringing those two guys in. Just for depth, but I thought I'd give you that news with a hopefully comic twist on the end of it. We'll have some jokes for you tomorrow, folks, but we've got a lot for you. We've got a lot coming up this week. Announcements, there may be a couple of interviews. We're going to have author James Kirkland back. It's in his rider that you say author James Kirkland. He's been on before, and he is the writer of the Bill Walton Mysteries. So we'll have him coming on later this week. Also, I hope to have the former president of the Marlins, David Sampson, on with us. I called him the GM of the Marlins last time he was on. I will rectify that, and maybe we will talk about the Marlins, because that is part of our episode today. We're starting our baseball previews. Don't get too excited, folks. It's going to be just like everything else here, but we'll give you a few interesting thoughts about all 30 MLB teams, probably 30 these days, a couple each day. Today we're doing the Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, but they took the devil out of the name for, you know, because it's, you can't have a name like that, but you can have the Washington Native Americans name. So let's get to our baseball previews, folks. Maybe there'll be like a baseball, I don't know what kind of sound effects I have, but they're just, if I do got them, you're hearing them right now. Those were Astros hitting garbage cans. As we move on to these two teams, the Tampa Bay Rays, now we're not going to, we'll go over, you know, their history a little bit, but I'm not going to be like, hey, Tampa Bay Rays are going to win 104 games in the AL East this year. One, that's not going to happen. Two, I'm not even going to get close to those kind of predictions, because you don't come here for that. You come here to find out stuff like this. The Tampa Bay Rays have only had five coaches in their history since 1998. That's kind of amazing to me. Only five coaches in that 22 years for a team that's an expansion team. By contrast, the Miami Marlins have had eight interim managers, which is to say managers who were interim because a guy got fired during the season. So they have had eight interim managers since 1996, including Jack McKeon twice. So that's pretty crazy. Jack McKeon also won their last World Series as an interim manager. So there you go. That's a couple of manager facts about those teams. And just, I'll tell you, other teams will have a little bit more of a preview, but I looked at the rosters of these two teams. Derek Jeter is the only recognizable name amongst these two teams. These are the most nondescript baseball teams. I know baseball's lost popularity, but I've never heard who of any of these people. How the hell do you have a baseball team with no players anybody knows? Now, the Marlins, we know the Marlins always win a World Series and trade all their good players. They did it this last time without the World Series part. So that's a very important element. If you're going to trade all your good players, win a World Series first, and you're gonna buy yourself a little time. So they'd been operating under that year after year. Win a World Series, and then dismantle your team, build it up again, win a World Series, dismantle your team. Well, they stopped winning World Series in 2003. But they keep dismantling the team. Christian Yelich is maybe top five player in baseball. JT Realmuto, probably top 10, maybe even top seven catcher, maybe even higher in baseball. And it looks like the Mike Stanton trade, and he's, again, he's a, when he's healthy, he's a top 15 player, but he's not healthy often. But it looks like that Mike Stanton trade might be the only good trade Derek Jeter made. And that was the one that got panned the most because he got nothing back. But then he made trades later on, which are even worse than the Stanton one. So Derek Jeter is finding out what Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas and Barry Bonds and any other real big star who tries to do something other than being a real big athlete star finds out. It ain't just for everybody. Sorry, Derek. You're going into the Hall of Fame. That should be enough for you this year. And I wish I had more to say about the Tampa Bay Rays, but, I mean, they are literally that boring that, you know, I don't even know what to say. The two most famous players, people in all those teams are Don Mattingly and Derek Jeter. And that's not just because I'm a Yankee fan. That's all anybody knows is those names. So all of our previews won't be quite this light, but these teams, I don't understand. Like, why are they even playing in Florida? What are they even playing? These guys could all be spread throughout the league, dispersed, and nobody would know the difference. I know what you're saying is, wow, what a way to start out your baseball previews with two of the most boring, uninteresting teams. But don't you see, folks, I had to put these teams in here somewhere. I'm not going to end with these guys. No one will listen at that point. So I had to bring you in early with these two crap franchises, one of which actually wins. And now it's nothing but gravy. I mean, even now you're going to hear like, oh, Oakland Athletics, who the hell cares about them? Kansas City Royals, well, you care now because you just heard these two awful teams. Hopefully, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Okay. And we're not done with you folks. Again, I've got the announcements at the end, but if you've been listening recently, you know that we are doing, oh my God, I just got panicky. I wasn't recording. Okay. We do our very special daily segment until we run out of material for it, and we haven't run out of material. And I'm talking, of course, about our Sports Dump Mock Draft Update. All right. Now, I put that suspenseful music in, if you don't know, because it's the least suspenseful thing in the world. I'm trying to be ironic, and I don't even know if it's working. Now, we're going to do a bit of a departure today from mock drafts. Thank you, 247 Sports, for giving us something even less relevant than a mock draft. And I'm just going to read the top of it for you today. Chris Hummer, unfortunate name, gave an early look at the 2021 NFL Draft Big Board. You heard that right. The 2021 NFL Draft Big Board. Now, the 2020 draft is 2 months away. So if you do your math right, the 2021 draft is 14 months away, but that's not stopping 247 Sports. So let's just read a little bit of this. The combine's over, which means the next month or so will be a barrage of pro days and mock drafts as the 2020 NFL draft crawls closer. Just listen to that language. All of it is saying ignore this, ignore this, ignore this. But we keep going. As the NFL world dices apart the 2020 NFL draft, 247 Sports wants to spin things forward. Specifically, let's look ahead to the 2021 NFL draft. Pardon that. Is it way too early? Of course. Okay, that's it. You stop reading right there. It's way too early, of course. And then it says, but you know you're interested? When somebody goes, you know you're interested, that's saying, please be interested. Well, let me tell you, don't. All right. Thank you, 247 Sports, though. I will still sell the Sports Dump to you if you want me to. And somebody's just walked up a sick kid. This is a special bonus feature, I guess. That, by the way, folks, was our daily mock draft update. And now something surprising I didn't think was going to happen. Since we're doing our baseball preview, this is our football picker, of course, our NFL expert. And she's also become a bit of a Premier League expert. Who's one of your favorite players? In soccer?
Messi,
sure. And who plays on Man City?
Kun Aguero.
That's right. And also?
De Bruyne.
That's right, De Bruyne. All right, that was your soccer minute. Do you know anything about the Miami Marlins or the Tampa Bay Rays? Or can you tell me anything about a Marlin or a Stingray? Any facts?
Well,
give me a Marlin fact.
What It's a marlin.
Okay, so give me a stingray fact.
A stingray is really has no bones.
That's a great fact. Thank you very much.
Made out of the stuff that our nose and ears are made out of.
Cartilage. It's related to the shark, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll tell you what a marlin is later. You have something else?
And a sawfish has no bones. It has cartilage, too.
Okay. Well, we were talking about rays, but that's okay. If we have a team that's called the Sawfish, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll work on that. Thank you very much, NFL picker. One more question. Were you really sick for school today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you. You can listen to more of this or other things at thesportsdump.com. There's other video stuff. Go there. You can also follow us on Sports Dump Show at Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram. We're no longer on Facebook. I think my Facebook's been wiped out. Maybe I'll start another one, but I'll do it just as like just one thing, only one thing. We'll see. Anyway, that was it. We have a Patreon. I'm going to start talking about it soon once I get enough stuff up for you guys to pay for. And as always, we are for sale for $1 million. Did you have one more thing you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say that you may be surprised, but it's going to be in a while, maybe till Christmas, that we're going to have a Sports Dump gift shop.
Oh, yes. You keep talking about the gift shop. That's right. We got to get on that. So look forward to that. I forgot about that. Yeah, we're going to have a Sports Dump gift shop at some point. So check it out. Bye.
What's a marlin?